I want to thank the Lord for being able to be here again, the meeting, and appreciate the saints, and I appreciate very much the blessing that the Lord gives when we meet together with Him. I feel like the Lord's moving on my heart this morning. I want to apologize to my brother-in-law publicly this morning. He asked me to lead services for him today to help out, and I gave him a quick no. I'm sorry about that. I will help you. As I sat there, the Lord began to reprove me. As soon as he left, going to his seat, and then Sister Sarah got up and poured more salt on my wound. And she talked about submission. Because I've been praying that way in my own heart, my own life. Been asking the Lord to help me to be a better servant. A true servant doesn't really question. A good servant does what the master wants them to do without questioning. And I think probably maybe you've had these struggles too. Being in the flesh, it's easy for us to argue with the Holy Spirit. To justify ourselves or to reason ourselves out of it, it's very easy for us to do that in our flesh. But the Lord wants us to be willing vessels. He wants there to be a humility and contrition on our part that we're willing to obey. Regardless of what the task is, regardless of what He is asking us to do, He wants us to have an obedient heart. And when we fail to obey, we get into trouble. We get into trouble spiritually. And I noticed in my own experience, times that I have justified my course, have justified myself, and have resisted the leadings of the Lord in my life, it gives you kind of a sense of argument, but all the while you're feeling that something's not quite right down inside. Somehow the reasonings, even though they sound kind of plausible, it just, there's something about them that's kind of shallow. And you begin to lose the real peace in your heart and the rest and the blessing and the closeness to the Lord and the relationship to the Lord where He ministers to your spirit. You begin to lose that. I know. You know, in my own heart, my mind, I don't want to go back to the world. I know the Lord, what the Lord saved me from, and I know the life that I used to live, and I don't want to go back. And I put my heels in. But at the same time, if I'm not careful, I find myself not being led easily. There's a verse, a song that we sing. It talks about being moved at the impulse of God's love. And I think about our own human body. My hand, it doesn't argue back with me. It doesn't resist when I want a drink of water or when I want to write something. It doesn't say, not today. It just does it. It's connected to the body. It's connected to all the nerves are there. It receives signals from the mind, from the brain, impulses. And it's so quick. It just does it, and it's so fast. It's amazing the body of how it works. Well, the Lord has a spiritual body this morning. That's you and me. Part of that body. We're part of the body. And the Lord wants us to be so connected in, resigned, that when He sees something, we go. We move. And I want to learn that more and more. If we allow places, and I want to mention something here about, I want to get a scripture in 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. In the first verse, it said, "And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you, but if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without a true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. Here these people were in a place where things weren't going very well. They were in trouble. It said there was no true God. In other words, things weren't... God wasn't blessing them. God wasn't helping them. They were being vexed. They were having trouble and problems. And it was because they weren't in the place that the Lord wanted them to be in. And I think about here, he said they renewed the altar of the Lord. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll begin to look out other places and other sources for help. When it seems like the Lord is maybe not hearing, and we're struggling and we're fighting just to kind of stay above water, we'll begin to look to other places for help if we're not very careful. But I want to say the Lord here was still Lord. He was still God. He wanted to bless them, and He sent the prophet out to let them know, the Lord will be with you if you be with Him and don't forsake Him. And they began to clear out the idols that they had been trusting in and the things that they had been following, and they renewed the altar of the Lord. You find that different times in the Scriptures. You remember Elijah when he came back? He built an altar. It was an altar there that was already there, but it had been broken down. Nobody had been using it. The stones were just left there in a heap, in a pile. And Elijah began to rebuild the altar of the Lord. Now, what is an altar? Altar is a place of sacrifice, isn't it? An altar is a place that we give. An altar is what we give ourselves. Another place he mentioned, he said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service." Our bodies, our physical, our being, our mind, our bodies, we present them on the altar of the Lord. I did that when I was younger. I remember different times going to the altar and, Lord, I give it all to you. My future. All that entails. I remember getting up, going away with a sense of peace and a sense of closeness. The Lord's presence was so near. But I find different times that I've had to rebuild the altar. We'll talk just a little bit, mention about hurt sometimes. Things that we don't understand. You remember Job? The things that came against Job, the difficulties that he faced. He didn't understand it. But you know what it said that he did? It said he shaved his head and he went and worshiped before the Lord. There's a tendency for you and I, when you and I don't understand, when we're confused in our minds, when we don't realize maybe what's all happening to us and what's happening around us, there's a tendency for the altar of the Lord to become broken down. As I mentioned earlier, we think, well, I don't want to go back. But yet, deep down inside, the place where we really give ourselves, the place where we really humble ourselves and say, Lord, whatever it takes, whatever it costs, I take my hands off. Just have your will, have your way. I'm willing to pay that. We sometimes pull back from that. In our confusion. And the altar of the Lord becomes broken down. The stones are maybe still there. But it's not being used. The Lord wants us to rebuild and renew that altar. You may not understand right at the time. You may not understand what all is transpiring. You may not understand what the Lord is trying to do in your heart and your life. But the challenge is not, don't let the altar become broken down. Amen. But to renew. Amen. That's hard. Because our relationship is built on trust. And sometimes confusion, and when we don't understand, it keeps us back. And it caused us to want to hold on to our securities and our stabilities and what we know. You know, we all have securities. As people, as humans, we like to feel secure. We like to know, we like stability. We like to have everything planned and worked out ahead of time. And we feel comfortable with that. But the Lord doesn't use that. The Lord draws us away from those things that we can put our trust in Him. The testimonies that were brought out today, man losing his daughters, his son, all that he had. There's something about the heart that we can begin to put our trust in things, and we don't really realize how deep it is with us and how much importance and significance that it's taking on in our lives. And sometimes the Lord withdraws those things from us. Not trying to hurt us. It's for our good. That we can know Him. That we can go a little further with Him in our experience and our walk with Him. That song we sang, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. To rest upon His promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Lord, help us this morning to renew the altar of the Lord. I thought about John also. Remember John the Baptist? Man filled with the Holy Ghost from what, his mother's womb? But later on in life, he was thrown into prison. And he began to question. He didn't have to, but I want to say the enemy, sometimes he works very hard. On our minds. He works very hard trying to bring in doubts, fears. You remember it had already been revealed to him that this is the Christ. He saw that dove descend. He was there at the baptism. He's told the people, "Behold, the Lamb of God." It was revealed to him through the Spirit. He saw it. But later on, when he was in prison, when the bars were enclosing him in, oh, those bars are so real this morning, aren't they? Bars of trial. Bars of difficulty. Maybe you don't see or feel the presence of the Lord like you'd like to. It's not a time to allow the altar to be broken down. But it's time to renew it. It's time to step forward. Yeah, I don't understand it all. And you know what? He sent his disciples back to Jesus. Are you the one that we look for? You know what the Lord told him? Go reassure John. Go reassure his heart. I know he's in a tough place. Go tell him. And he said, "Blessed is he that is not offended in me." We live in a world today of offended people. People that are hurt. People that have hardened their hearts. And I'm going to tell you, that path only becomes darker. There is no deliverance. There is no help when we choose that path of hardening ourselves against the Holy Spirit. But if we open our heart and we take those steps towards God and renewing our altar, renewing ourselves in Him, allowing Him to speak to us and work to us, and it's hard. It's hard when you've been hurt. It's hard to become vulnerable. It's hard to open yourself up. And our human tendency is just kind of pull in. Isolate ourselves. Cushion ourselves. I don't want to be hurt no more. I don't want to go through that again. But the Lord wants us to be vulnerable. He wants us to be soft. In our spirit, He wants us to come towards Him. Are we renewing? And I hope we can do that in this meeting. I thank the Lord for these meetings. I've needed this meeting. Had my excuses of why I wouldn't. Didn't want to come. My wife had in her mind, "Let's go. We're going to gather." But in this meeting, as we hear the gospel, as we hear the Spirit of the Lord, we have a choice. We can either continue on in our excuses, in our reasons, in our justifications, or we can say, "Lord, I'm tired of those excuses. They're not getting me anywhere. Yeah, I don't understand it all.
But I'm going to take some steps towards you in obedience. Another place it talked about said Jesus learned obedience by the things that He suffered. We don't learn obedience just by everything going our way. Just by the Lord giving us... Sister Sarah said, the Lord crossed my will 3 different times. That's how we learn obedience. That's how we learn to give of ourselves. That's where the altar of the Lord is at this morning. You know, the altar is so real. It's not just a wooden altar here. It's the altar of a spiritual altar where I give myself, my future, my possessions, my hopes, my dreams, my plans, my desires. There's a scripture we had in Bible lesson preparing for those, but it talked about, it said, he that hath will lose what he has. In other words, if we just hold on to what ourselves, we just hold on to what we think, and we're not really pliable in the Lord's hands, we'll lose what we have. We can't stay in the same place spiritually. If I'm not moving forward, if I'm not pliable, if I'm not totally surrendered into His hand, then I begin to lose what God has already given me in the past. The blessings that was there, I began to lose those things. The Lord wants us this morning. We were listening to a tape on the way out here, and it was a testimony of a daughter in relationship to her father. And she was bringing out how she said the hardest thing for her to do was to set aside her agenda. She was trying to honor her father, but she had her own will that she was contending with. And she said, the hardest thing for me to do was to set my agenda aside and to do what my father, her earthly father, wanted her to do. And to please Him and to try to be a help and a sustenance. But she said, when I did, when I set my agenda aside, I really began to learn lessons that the Lord wanted to teach me. My heart, my life opened up, and the Spirit of the Lord began to really teach. You know, it's that way with you and I. We've got to set aside to be a good servant. We've got to learn to set aside our feelings and our emotions and learn just to do what the Lord wants us to do. Lord, I don't understand it. I don't have it all figured out. But I feel like You're working in my heart. And I come to You this morning. And I give myself without reserve to You. That's the place that the Lord can bless us and help us in. But if we began to isolate and we began to kind of do our own thing and our own agenda, and I mean, it may look like it's good. But if deep down I'm really not surrendering to what God wants, I'm not going to get anywhere spiritually. Let's be encouraged this morning during this meeting to renew the altar of the Lord. And you read here in this scripture, they renewed the altar of the Lord. The Lord worked. The Lord blessed. Elijah, when he built that altar, he was doing what the Lord was telling him to do. He put those bricks. It looked probably foolish to everybody else. They were all following another god. But he began to build that old altar of the Lord. And you know what? The Lord met him there. I'll guarantee you this. That when you renew your altar, the Lord will meet you there. The Lord will meet you there. He'll be everything there to Him that you desire Him to be. If God to you is not real and He's distant and He doesn't hear anymore and doesn't seem like He cares anymore, the answer is to renew your altar. Rebuild your altar. And God will be there. Pray for me.